the heck?
What the heck?
What the hey? It's 7 after the hour and then some on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. Roberto Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut will be in the spotlight later in this hour with a lot of the things from social media. And we're going to meet one of our listeners, right, Clay?
Yay.
Right.
Yay. So I need to address some comments that have been made. I was looking at an email that I got from Vernon Molan, who lives in Alamogordo, New Mexico, who writes, I was on the road yesterday, or he was actually, I'm saying yesterday, it was this morning. And from some of the remarks you made, I nearly lost control of my car.
Uh-oh, what'd you say?
You are the perfect poster boy for why every male should have at least 2 years of military service.
Uh-oh.
The comment that was most distressing, quote, that any civilian could do the paperwork or be a paper pusher. Why do we have military personnel doing that? And he goes on and writes, military personnel are sworn to secrecy when they take their oath. Civilians don't take that oath. Discipline is another thing that civilian paper pushers don't have as their criteria. Therefore, it's important for your eyes only paperwork. When it comes across the desk, it gets the proper attention, not discussed around the office. The most profound thing we are taught in the military, follow orders no matter what we would like to do. I hope that you had a lot of emails or Facebook, I think he means Facebook, remarks similar to this one. Sometimes you have just enough information to be dangerous. We listen every morning on 690 in El Paso. That's KTSM. Much of your information is right on, but in my opinion, you blew it on this one. Vernon Molan and, again, Alamogordo. So let me kind of go back to that because I am often...
Yeah, I got one or two also.
Misquoted, or people don't actually hear what I'm saying because they're so sensitive about this stuff. So
let me get this straight.
So if I fed...
They didn't hear you right. That's
correct.
What you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, just so I have that straight.
Yeah, right, yeah. And you can keep your wise-ass comments to yourself until I'm finished at least explaining what it is that I have in my mind.
Let's hear it, Kanye.
You're eager because you like... to try to make me look foolish when it comes to this
sort of
thing.
I'm not trying to do anything.
I know. You think that I do it all on my own.
Go ahead, Kanye.
All right. So.
Should we play an MTV snippet underneath this?
Yeah. It should be playing Eminem for me, at least.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I said, and this is what I mean. I mean, I'm looking at some of the stories.
All right, all you people out there, listen, okay? Yeah. I'm not going
to
say it again.
I don't want to. I'm sure I'll say it again, because next time it comes up, I'll say the exact same thing, and the exact same misinterpretation will come, and I'll underscore it, and people will try to make me feel bad or like an idiot.
Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Whatever it is. Yeah, I get comfortable in your chair, Richie. So I was thinking as I read a story yesterday about a person named Dakota Meyer, who's the first living Marine to get the Medal of Honor in this past generation. In September, while he was in Afghanistan, Corporal Meyer went into a kill zone to pull out the bodies of four soldiers to bring them back so that they could get back to their families. One of those fallen Marines was Michael Johnson of Virginia Beach. His father, Robert, was the fellow who found out at least first what the story was, and he said, I felt like Dakota deserved the medal, and I felt like it's been a long time coming. Marine Corps has recommended Meyer for the Medal of Honor. Okay, so here's the top of the echelon when it comes to people who ought to be honored for their service and sacrifice. Guys like this. Okay? Is there anybody that would dispute that that kind of service, that kind of work, that kind of attention deserves nothing but the highest honors from all of us.
Correct.
Right. Anybody in their right mind, unless you really hate some of the things that America stands for, that isn't going to be an argument. And then you look at some of the other stories. There's a story of Richard Jones, who came back from Afghanistan. And when he did, a week or so ago, the first thing he did was kiss the ground. He came, a fellow from Chicopee, Massachusetts, mustered out of Westover Air Force Base. Had two tours in the Army in Afghanistan, two tours in the Army in Iraq. Another person who deserves unqualified, in my opinion, heralding, honor, support, whatever we can do. Even if we don't agree that we ought to have gone to Iraq or Afghanistan. That's not a debatable issue here. We're not talking about political decisions. We're talking about people who decide that they want to give. They want to be of service. They want to be in the service. So, we have two examples of people who, without question, in my opinion, deserve to be honored on Veterans Day. Now, what's the step under that? The people who are in various positions, who put themselves in danger, and who are in the theater of war, Iraq, Afghanistan. There is, even though not all people who are in the theater of war are actually out in the field with guns, there is a support staff required for the work that's done in the field. Those people also deserve our thanks because they are in the theater of war. Now, there are other levels that we could look at and we could dissect and pull apart and push apart, and that's not really the purpose of me trying to straighten out what it is that I said that didn't get apparently understood properly. And, by the way, this is just my opinion. You're welcome to your opinion, and you may think I'm right or you may think I'm wrong. Hardly necessary, however, to call radio stations and threaten the owners of the radio station if I don't retract my words. Get lost. You know, go away. That's these guys who actually are heroes that do fight, most of the time are fighting either directly or indirectly to protect my ability to say what I want and your ability to turn the radio off or disagree. But for you to say I should be taken off a station because I don't respect veterans, get lost. And first of all, that isn't what I said anyway. There are some people who don the uniform who are in ancillary positions, who are not in the theater of war, who are not in the field, who are not in danger in any way, shape, or form. And it is my considered opinion that those people are not second-class soldiers. They just don't deserve the same attention, honor, glory, laud, L-A-U-D, that's praise, as those who are in the theater of war. That really is what I'm saying here. I'm saying there is a difference. And by the way, regardless of the one other thing that people seemed annoyed at, when I call to the attention of you listening that there are plenty of people who go in the service for one thing only, and that's to get you and me, the taxpayer, to pay for their education, regardless of what
that?
They do.
But what's wrong with that? 2 or 4 years of their time.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it, but they don't deserve to be treated as heroes.
If they perform heroic deeds?
Because I'm not saying that. Don't put words in my mouth. That's not what I'm saying. I didn't say that they don't perform heroic deeds. What I'm saying is that there, and you know it as well as I do, there are plenty of people who go into the service and who can duck,
and who have never seen hand-to-hand combat.
Never see any theater of war. They don't go out of, they never leave the town that they grew up in. They're going to be stationed at Camp Lejeune and never get out of Camp Lejeune.
Maybe Veterans Day has a different definition for different people, and maybe that's where we disagree.
Because for me,
anybody who signs up and signs on a dotted line says, yes, I agree to go 2-4 years, whatever it is, into the military. And I'm doing it just to get my college education paid for, but you know what? I don't know whether I will be sitting
one day. Let me clarify one more time, Ricky.
To sign that and not really know if you might be putting harm's
way. Here's why I have
cojones.
This feeling. This goes back to the days of, I don't think it was Desert Storm, because I don't think it happened in Desert Storm, but certainly the Iraq War, when there were people who went AWOL or who wanted to get out of the service because they said they didn't sign up to go to war.
Then they're dumb.
Those people are the ones I'm talking about. Those are the ones who came in, discredited the uniform, discredited the service, discredited themselves. But at least they were honest enough to admit that they didn't go in because they wanted to fight. They went in because they wanted the government to pay for their education.
But they aren't who we're honoring on Veterans Day.
They wear a uniform. So, yes, they are who some people think of a uniform. Nobody knows what they've done. Get to the airport, get in the first-class section of the plane.
You know what small minority of
Rich,
people that is
I don't,
in the
that's
military.
Not the point. The point, if it's two, those are the people that I'm talking about, and that's how I delineated what it was that I had objection to when it came to people treating all soldiers the same, because they don't all do the same thing. That's the point. Have I made my point clear?
What about Doug? You know, I saw the Memorial Day or Veterans Day parade yesterday in New York,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking the people that sit behind desks in the military should have to sit behind desks in the parade. And they would just sort of push them.
All right, so can I just clarify then? You think that Veterans Day should be also to honor the people who have never seen...
You're asking me a question?
Never seen, you know, never been on the front lines, never had to carry a gun, even though they are in a support role maybe in Saskatchewan, and will always ride the desk that they've given of their time to serve the country in the military.
I want to know why.
We should honor them on Veterans
Day.
There
are people who went into the military for the sole purpose of having the military pay for their education.
There's a lot of people that were drafted and that went in by choice. And so, I mean, it's hard to, you can't just not like the whole group because there's a few people who are bad apples.
I most certainly can. I can pick those people out. Don't tell me who I can't like. I don't like the people who've taken advantage of the system for their own benefit and haven't benefited the people who have paid.
But I guess
their
what I'm
way.
Asking is, how do you even tell them apart?
I don't know that you tell them apart. That's the point. I'm saying in general, in terms of my own respect for these people, I'm not going into it in that great a detail because you can't possibly
know. My nephew signed up just to get his education paid for.
But he went out and put his ass on the line, not once, not twice, but three times.
Yeah.
So he deserves to be treated differently than the guy who...
His intent was to go in and do something for a couple of years before he went to college and then get his education paid for.
And he did something that benefited him and the country. And for that, we ought to be thankful. I'm not... there are probably not many people who are, as I've described, but they are there. And they don't deserve the accolades that we give to everybody else. The people that I talked about as we began this conversation that gave their lives or who have saved lives or who have done extraordinary things in the line of duty under fire.
Obviously there are people that just do unbelievable things in unbelievable situations that deserve just
somebody
the
just
top
sent me an email that
respect.
Says, if this last guy's comments you just read are correct, why are there so many civilian contractors that have jobs working for the military? That's a pretty good question, isn't it?
Well, why don't we just have 2 days then? We could have a Veterans Day for the people that have Purple Hearts, and then we could have another day for people that have purple chairs.
Yeah?
Sometimes, Clay, you show your age.
20 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards Card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice.
Love you, Toby.
Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor.
Honor. So, who's the guy in Tiffin that likes me so much, Rich?
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff, what's Jeff's last name?
I'm not going to give you Jeff's last name.
Really? Does he have the courage to sign the thing with his last name, or he just sends it as Jeff and Tiffin?
See, why do you have to go there?
Because I think
he disagrees with you, and now you're going
to
go there.
It isn't so much that he disagrees. I'm happy to have people disagree with me. It's how it's done often, reminiscent of what happened in Sacramento a couple of months ago.
Jeff says, a veteran, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or Reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States for an amount up to and including my life. That is an honor, and there are way too many people in this country who no longer understand that.
I do not agree with him at all. There are people who have gone into the service that haven't done any of those things. They went into the service for the reason that I explained earlier, and if you have a disagreement with me, sir, that's fine. We can disagree without being disagreeable.
But don't you agree that once you sign on that dotted line, you have no idea whether you might be standing on a front line one day?
I think there are people who have been promised things by recruiters and that get exactly what they are promised.
Oh, please.
I'm listening. That's the other thing. There are plenty of recruiters who lie through their teeth to get you.
The recruiters who promised me were nowhere even close. I talked to three recruiters, and they all said, that guy can't do that.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm like, which one of you do I believe?
I know people who have been in the service that have planned exactly what they're going to do, and they were able to get through one way or another without having any danger and they knew it from the beginning.
My uncle wanted to fly jets, and he ended up gassing them up. He was promised.
Here's Bob in El Paso. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
I'm all right. How about you?
Great, man. I am a U.S. veteran. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I was overseas, deployed over there. My life was on the line. And one thing that you I want to touch on that you said, there are guys that don't do crap. I was stationed with them. They don't do anything. I mean, what do they do? The paper pushers? I mean, yeah, they're doing a service to the government. They're servicemen. Guys like me that put their butt on the line, we were soldiers.
You know, that's a very interesting distinction. I've heard those terms used, but not in this context. They were servicemen. You were a soldier.
Doug,
that's interesting.
Doug, that's a difference. People tell me, oh, Bob, you were a serviceman. I'm like, no, I was a soldier. Uh-huh. I was around plenty of servicemen. I was a soldier. What this, a lot of your counterpart there keeps saying, oh, guys, sign up to do this. You know what? If a guy wants to get out of combat, he can get out of it so easy. There were guys that faked medical emergencies at home, everything to get out of deployments when I was in, and guess what they did? They had their wives do hardship thing for them, and they get out. You know why? Because they signed up for the GI Bill.
Yeah. Well, here's
that's what they wanted. When it's time to put your money where your mouth is, they all back off. Or when you get on your deployment, they ride sick call the whole time, and they're never even close to where danger's at.
Here's Jim calling from Mount Vernon, Ohio, who disagrees with you and me. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Yes, good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
anyone who signs up and enlists is at least supporting the initiative and supporting our country, because he's taken a place and doing a job, even if he's sitting behind a desk, so that someone else can be in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same concept of supporting one another in any initiative, but this is to defend our country. And I'm not defending the people that gentleman just stepped forth and criticized. I would criticize them as quickly as anyone. But for you guys to sit there and minimize the role of anyone in the military as a non-veteran is ridiculous, because everybody has a job to do.
Yeah, every single person,
whether you're sitting behind a desk,
sir,
or you're out there shooting a rifle, we all have jobs.
You're missing my point. The point isn't about it when we've delineated, differentiated, if you will, the difference between those people who may even be paper pushers in the theater of war from those who are safe and secure in some job that will never put them in harm's way. And I maintain.
No, you're wrong.
You may disagree with me. That doesn't mean I'm wrong. I may be wrong in your mind, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. Go ahead, Jim.
You're absolutely wrong. In this case, Doug, you are wrong, because if I'm supporting the war effort at a National Guard base in
Bob doesn't get
Ohio,
his bullets. Bob doesn't get his slack jacket. Bob doesn't get his food.
No, that's not
food.
True. Come on. You guys are oversimplifying this. That's not it. There are plenty of people who sit in an office who never go anywhere, who never do anything.
But they
and
help,
those people
they
and the whole premise
like
of this.
The front
no.
Line, get the stuff
is,
they need to do their job.
No, sorry. Wrong. You
They're
have not heard what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are different tiers of people who are in the service, and the way to respect those people in terms of veterans who put their lives on the line versus those who don't, it's just different in my point of view. You can differ with me and say I'm wrong and I'm crazy or whatever. That still doesn't change my mind. I have this opinion about this issue, and it is based on my feelings and my experience, if you will, from people that I know and people in this case that Bob knows. So, you know, we all have different experiences. But to get upset about it because it doesn't happen to fit into your delineation, I'm not. There's nothing about this that comes from an area of egotistical aggressive negativity about the service. What I'm saying is that we have different people ought to be, and their jobs qualify them for more qualified respect than others. How's that? A better way of putting it?
Yeah, Bob, I get what you're saying there.
Thanks for your call, and thanks to the other gentleman. Half past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Clay.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Good, good day. You don't have the ability to stream video on your computer. Too bad, because we are streaming live video of the show. GoodDayShow.com, DougStefan.com. Rich McFadden is there. Someday, maybe we'll get Jennifer on with Richie and me. It's kind of like, I don't like the boys' club. I want there to be a girls' club. I want Roberta on.
Roberta was on the other day. What's up with you, Roberta?
What's up, Roberta?
Here. Turn your cam on.
It's a big idea. We're going to meet...
My hair needs washing.
General, that's it, right?
You guys.
I need to shave. We're going to meet listener Tom Betts, who's our listener of the week, in a few minutes. And Clay is also going to update us on the big story today, the big story in the social media world. And actually, it's kind of connected to some of the things that we have been talking about here on Good Day. How are you doing? Are you feeling motivated today? Feeling like changing? Are you going to do something different this weekend than what you did last weekend? Are you going to watch football games, yada, yada, yada? Are you going to do something? I am having on the farm an open house again this weekend, hay rides for everybody, and
invite us.
Ice cream with hot toppings on it, and
warm apple cider, stuff
like that. So you come around and watch the cows being milked, that sort of thing. That's what you can do if you want to do something different. If you cannot come to my environment, what are you going to do? How are you going to choose an environment that will develop you, keep you moving, keep your mind working, and still allow you to do... somebody said to me once, I thought it was very sage, vacations are not a rest, it's just a change from what you do during the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think weekends kind of are like that with many, if not most of us. They're just different. They're not slower. You just have a different focus of it, especially this time of year, cleaning up the house, the yard, put up the storm windows if you have to, get ready to sort of seal up the house for Christmas, and the climbs north of the Mason-Dixon line, and it's just, it's a time for us to not hold back. You can express your feelings, I think, for your family and their security by taking care of them this way. I'm speaking to men now, although a lot of times women, because there's so many single moms, single parents now, women are doing a lot of these same chores that used to be relegated to men. I couldn't even begin to imagine. And, Roberta, I bet you couldn't either. And I don't even know, Jennifer, if you could imagine your mother putting up storm windows. I know there's many
storm
people.
Storm windows, no. Christmas lights, yes. Storm windows,
why
no.
Do you, why don't your windows have storm windows?
Well, because they're old.
I thought you replaced the new part of the house.
But there are a lot of people who have older houses that have storm windows they put up on their homes. A lot of people haven't done. A lot of wise people this year, especially, have taken care of those credits. The tax credits that were available if you did a lot to improve your home, to keep it warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, use less energy, that kind of stuff. That opportunity is available for you. But you got to make up your mind.
You better get in there quick. We got a guy here trying to get his window deal done with his window company. He's having some problems with them, and he's afraid that he might not be able to get the windows installed in time because it takes, a month or something to manufacture them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, We could do that, Richie. Who knows what we can... If we put our mind to it, we can do all kinds of things. The poll today at DougStephan.com, how do we deal with our debt as a nation? A, rework the bloated tax system. B, cut military spending. C, weed out corruption, fraud, and abuse. D, I'm not sure, let's ask Dick Cheney. A lot of things have come up this week since this cutting the debt. What's the name of this commission? The Debt Commission. Isn't it? That's just called the Debt Commission. Mm-hmm. Came up with their report, right? How the things that they want to enact may affect your life, maybe affect the military, affect Social Security. The idea of taking away the mortgage interest deduction. Can you imagine, Roberta, what that would do?
Oh, my God.
To the home industry, the building, home selling
kill
homes.
It would
done.
Kill it.
Do you think the economy is in trouble now?
Yeah, it's bad enough you can't even get a mortgage. Now take away the deduction?
Yeah.
That's it.
Overhauling the tax code, Richie, that would be you and I probably voting for that one.
Yep.
Raising the Social Security age, I mean, that's the practical side of where Richie's going to have to work longer.
What
He's not
going to
retire at 62, 65. It's 65 now, isn't it? And the this commission is recommending go to 69. So you can imagine how well that's going over with some people. The younger you are, the less you care. Clay doesn't care. What does he care?
Right.
At 20, he doesn't care.
Right.
Jennifer doesn't care at 31. Mm. And you probably don't care much about it either, really, Richie, because you know that if you're going to be taken care of, or you're not going to be taken care of, you've got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's...
Huh? Well, yeah.
If you're depending on that, you... Yeah.
But do you know how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there is? This is the...
in Medicare, especially.
Oh, it's unbelievable. The kind of waste, and it's all, it's not just federal, it's state, it's local, it's stuff that needs to be addressed. So anyway, that's one thing we'd like you to think about over the weekend. Our poll yesterday, should your employer be able to monitor and regulate your Facebook posts? 25% of you said yes, Facebook posts are extremely public and have the potential to hurt the business. 53% of you responded with the following, while I don't think employers ought to regulate your posts, common sense stops you from publicly defiling your employer. I suppose that's the best, you know, defiling, that denigrating your employer, common sense. And 13% said, no, Facebook updates fall under freedom of speech. 9% of you said, Dick Cheney's already monitoring my Facebook page. Good. Okay. The videos of the day today, two very compelling videos. And I'm looking right now at some of the pictures on my news computer, some of the pictures that have come from space, from his paper plane. Have you all heard about this?
No.
Ah, Richie, go to it. You got to go to gooddayshow.com. There are a team of space enthusiasts who launched a paper plane from Spain. That sounds a paper.
And it landed mostly in the plane.
Oh, yes, right. It has returned. It was made of paper straws and paper. It was launched in a helium balloon, left the Earth's atmosphere, and came back, fell all the way back to Earth, landed 100 miles from the point where it was sent up, no damage, and the pictures are, Clay, you saw them.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Just unbelievable pictures. Just
so,
like it was
so
in
they
space.
Got it into space.
Yeah.
Using a balloon.
Yeah.
And then it just naturally kind of fell back down?
Well, when the balloon runs out, the higher it goes, the balloon loses the air.
Right.
And then it comes back down again. So it came back down, and as it did, it settled in and went into almost the same place where it went up. That I find amazing, given the fact that the Earth is in rotation.
So it didn't go out. Did it make it through? I'm watching the pictures now. It didn't. Did it make it through the ozone and up into outer space?
Oh, yeah.
Space,
it went up like a couple hundred miles. Same. It could have... For all I know, they could have seen it from the International Space Station. I didn't see that part of the report, but it went way up. Look at the pictures. You know you can't get those from...
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Amazing stuff. All right, the other video is this story from Springfield, Ohio. A 300-foot smokestack being demolished at an old Ohio power plant fell down the wrong way.
Oh, this is crazy.
Oh. It knocked down two 12,000-volt power lines, crashed into a building... no injuries reported, but this shows you what can happen sometimes. You all see the pictures of those buildings that are being imploded, and they fall straight down to the ground, which gave credence to the idea that Dick Cheney had somebody put dynamite at the bottom of the World Trade Center. Anyway, this is here's the chief of the Springfield Township Fire Department, John Roeder, said, it just started leaning the other way, and I thought, holy cow.
Yeah, right. There were people standing right under the power line.
They had to run away because it was heading toward where they were standing.
I might have been a little more excited than holy cow, do you think?
Richie, play the audio.
More like, oh.
From this, will you?
Oh, timber. Right, hold on a minute.
Play the audio from this. This is
the first person that notices the things falling and going to hit the power lines is a little girl, and she gets the hell out of there.
Yeah. You're too young to use those words. Get the heck out of there. We old guys.
Get the heck out of there.
Yeah. Richie, you got the audio or not?
I do. I just need to shut something else off.
What I'm more interested in, to go back to the paper playing in the videos from space, is something else that came out of the space. Are you going to play this now? War of the Worlds.
Wow, look at the flashes from the power lines.
Right. Yeah. Pretty. That's pretty extraordinary video. Check that out at gooddayshow.com, DougStefan.com. Our videos of the day, we have a whole bunch of them compiled there. Might spend a little time this weekend if you're looking for something to do. It's interesting and see some stuff that you haven't seen before. Very cool. And just sort of the postscript before we get Clay's story. Dr. Ken is not with us today, by the way, because he had an emergency in the hospital, so saving another life. God bless him. The story from NASA about the moon and how much water there is there. Now, this may not sound like it makes any sense, but NASA says this week that the Mars Climate Orbiter proved that there's more water on the moon than there is under the Sahara Desert. Now you can say, well, the Sahara Desert, what kind of a thing is that?
Yeah.
Under the Sahara Desert, it's tons of water. Tons of water. So they've determined that to be, I just find space stuff, you know, really compelling. So anyway, check that all out. Meanwhile, our interview with our friend Tom Betts in a moment, plus Clay gives us the number one story today in social media, coming right up on Good Day, 16 and a half for the hour.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats?
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, Clay Cohut, who's the director of social media at the Good Day Enterprises, is here with his big story of the day. And actually, it does, for a change, sort of equate to something we've been talking a lot about. Some of the stuff on the social media has a whole different focus. I'm looking at some of the things here on my computer that are indicative of what's being talked about, and a lot of these stories have nothing to do with what's in the mainstream media. What do you have, Clay?
Well, the story that we interviewed Meg McLean about the TSA, she was randomly picked out of line for a scan, and she refused, and she ended up getting what she called molested and then cuffed to a chair. That story exploded onto the social media scene yesterday, along with 10 other stories similar to it, but this was really the one that started it. But she described this whole terrible situation that happened, but then the TSA released a video of it, and after the video was released, it really showed that some of the things that she said in her story weren't 100% true, and that she was exaggerating just a little bit. So people were all for and were supporting her until this video came out, and then they sort of turned against her. One user, Kiwi, after the video release, says, she seems tearful and distraught, but I didn't actually see her handcuffed or the ticket being torn up at any point. Maybe I missed something. Yep. And another user said, her biggest claim was that she was the only one selected to go through the body scan, and that's why she refused. On video, we can see that people go through the body machine constantly. It makes me question her story entirely.
Well, next time I get on a plane, which will be next Wednesday, to go down to Biloxi, Mississippi, I'm going to opt out of the screening and see what they do, see if I'm patted down and see what they twist and turn. Meanwhile, time for us to meet Tom Betts. Tom is one of these folks who has become a fan on Facebook, and he wrote on our wall to tell us a little about himself. Tom, welcome to Good Day. Nice to have you, sir.
Good day, Doug. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Tell us about how you found the Good Day program and why it is that you pay attention to anything that we do here.
I've been listening to you probably 10 years or more.
Have you?
In L.A., you're bouncing around from station to station, but now that
true?
You're
yes.
on the Internet, I can watch and see you every day.
So you're following the video as well as the audio then?
Yes, I'm watching you on the computer right now with the audio turned down.
So what does that do, just for the heck of it, to enhance, tell people who are not used to this, does it do anything with you?
I can see what you're doing. Rich is up in the left-hand corner. I can see him. Like you say, when you add the other people, it'll be interesting to see what happens actually behind the scenes other than just listening to you on the radio.
Yeah. So you're from the Buckeye State originally. Whereabouts?
Originally from Toledo.
Toledo. Toledo, as they say. It isn't Toledo. Toledo.
Toledo.
So what moved you, what got you to move to California those many years ago?
My father was transferred out here from the Coca-Cola company. He went to work for a company called Squirt.
Oh, yeah.
And he was transferred out to California in 1963, and since I still had a year to go in high school, I had no choice. I came with him.
Yeah.
Do they still make Squirt?
I've been out here ever since.
Jennifer wants to know if they still make Squirt.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So your story is what? What do you do for work? What have you been doing with yourself here?
I retired early last year. I'm your age. I worked for 30 years for a company called Hubble. It's not the same as the Hubble Space Telescope, but they make electronic or electrical devices.
Mm-hmm. And you're
a territory manager in Orange County and Los Angeles for 30 years.
So you like living in California despite the taxation and the other silly stuff.
The weather's great. Other than that, I agree with you.
You and I are on the same page. Great place, great energy, but is it crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Your family, tell us about your family.
I'm divorced. I have two children. My son is 26, works for the Orange County Register, and my daughter is 29, and she's a teacher's aide.
So you're both, all three of you are close.
Mm-hmm.
And is their mother around close by, too?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, good for you. I understand that you're a fan of spaghetti westerns. Man, this guy and I, we'd have a great conversation.
You guys should hang out when you come out.
Yes, I got involved. I went to see Fistful of Dollars when it originally came out. There were 12 people in the theater.
Yeah.
By the time The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly came out, they were around the block.
Star Wars. Right. All right, so and your blog is...
the music.
Blog is westernsallitaliana.blogspot.com. Does anybody want to check that out? westernsallitaliana.blogspot.com. A pleasure meeting you, Tom. Thank you for listening and sticking around with us. It's great to have you on the program. 51 After on Good Day.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Here's Neil Young performing Old Man, and he is 65. That's not an old man. Getting older, though. It's from the film Space Cowboys. It's got Clint Eastwood, Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner. What a great movie. All of you remember this? Jennifer, did you ever see this movie?
No.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Great movie. Great movie.
You talk about a feel-good movie.
We have a lot of movie fans on the staff, huh?
Yeah, right. Here we go. Chuck Curry is here to do his thing as we reduce all this down to a couple of minutes of great information, including what to look forward to at the box office this weekend. Plus, we have our movie for you to identify in movie trivia. We're going to give you three excerpts from a movie that everybody ought to get, starring any number of great stars in this movie. It was the first of a kind, if you will. Captured everybody's attention. There are so many gimmies in this. Richie, let's hit the first one.
Come on, Ryan. Get up. Come on.
Oh, Billy, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I don't know if anything's wrong. Get up. I'm not kidding. Come on.
Is that an accident?
No, it's not an accident. Oh, you wanted to get out of the house anyway, right?
Well, not at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ronnie, I need you to see something with me. It's really important.
Got it. Chucker, you got it?
I know that last voice, that's for sure.
All right, 800-510-8255. When you figure it out, call us, see if you can win the prize. Meanwhile, here's the second audio clip for you to consider.
UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Aries 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Aries 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Yeah, come on, Chuck.
That ain't it easy.
Yeah. 800-510-TALK. What's the name of that movie? Here's
that
the last.
A huge blockbuster.
I have a feeling this last clue is going to be. Music.
Go ahead.
All I want to do is know what's going on.
Nothing's going on. It's just one of those things.
Which things? Ronnie, this is very important. I'm not just going to let it lay here. I'm going to call somebody about this. I saw something last night that I can't explain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This really puts Spielberg on the map. Really?
Oh, I know what it is.
Don't you agree, Chucker? This movie puts Spielberg on the map.
Roberta knows what it is.
Yeah. All right.
So that's got to be easy.
Got to be easy. Chucker has the movies for the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled hand?
Correct. Yes. If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where's brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
All right, Chucker, where do we have to look forward to this weekend at the box office?
Actually, the three big films open this weekend, Morning Glory with Rachel McAdams, Harrison Ford, and Diane Keaton, opened on Wednesday. Had a weak opening, just did $1 million of business in his opening day. That actually is an awful number for Paramount. I'm going to go see it this afternoon.
Yeah, look, like yeah, he's a morning news anchor or host of a morning show like Good Morning America.
A lot of people like it. As I said many times, I'm a big fan of Rachel McAdams. Also opening is the alien invasion movie Skyline, which is not reviewed in advance for critics, and Unstoppable, a movie I'm really looking forward to. Tony Scott and Denzel Washington team up for the fifth time. About a runaway train.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Story.
That looks good.
It looks great, and it's getting really good reviews. Other news of interest, director Chris Nolan will meet with a handful of actresses for two female roles in his upcoming Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. One will be a love interest for Bruce Wayne, the other will be a villain. The actresses he will meet will include Rachel Weisz, Naomi Watts, Natalie Portman, Anne Hathaway, Blake Lively, and Keira Knightley. I would say Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is my vote, yep. All right, Matt in Haverhill, Massachusetts. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what's the name of that movie?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That is correct, Amundo. Richard Dreyfuss, Terry Garr, Melinda Dillon. Don't you love those guys in New England? How are you?